while the night watch paced the bridge high above, the greatest maritime tragedy in the history of sailing, stealthily, silently awaited them in the ice-strewn midnight waters of the North Atlantic.
Well, that was very nice. Interesting. And what I particularly liked about the run-through there was that you were not overemphasizing words, not making it too dramatic, with the right sound effects there or the right music. And the pictures, if it was for television as well, a documentary for TV, your pitch, not overselling it, not too hard, not over the top, I thought sound great, considering you've never read it before. How did you feel about listening to those two versions, the faster one that you did and we slowed you down and softened you?
Oh, the slower, softer one had much more impact, didn't it?
Well, I thought so. You know, it's all subjective stuff, but I mean, I thought it was, and this is the barometer which people feel, that people don't need to be experts or critics, they just know when something sounds right.
Yeah.
They just know, we just know, and of course, it's like getting it right is the hardest thing. I thought we've done over an hour. I think for you is a successful voiceover assessment. What I'm doing, which I've never done before, I'm just recording this bit of you and I talking now. What I think I might like to do is put it on my website, not what we've just done, but just talk to you about this voiceover assessment and how it worked for you or didn't work for you. So I'm just recording this now. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
And I may well put it on the website as an example of a voiceover assessment. So how did you feel when you saw voiceover assessment? What went through your mind? Should I give it a go or what?
Yes, it did. I felt that I really needed an assessment before I went any further to decide whether I wanted to train or not.
The most important thing is to hear how you can communicate a message. And if in an hour, we've done over an hour, but you know, generally speaking, to have some idea of whether it is your sort of thing. So we sent you four scripts.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you have it? About 3 days to look at those?
2 days.
Two days. Even better. And it never leaves you. When you get a script to look at, to read or whatever, if it's for a real job or whatever, it never really leaves you. You go to bed thinking about it, mm-hmm. and it sort of goes through your mind all the time, whether you're driving, washing up or whatever, different ways. And where did you find you were reading them through?
Well, I was reading them through at the kitchen table. You're right. I was thinking about them a lot and about the different delivery, because they were four very different scripts.
Yeah.
And about things I'd heard on the television, things I'd heard on the radio, different scenario for them.
What have you learned then in this voiceover assessment from your perception of voiceovers? What have you learned in this hour and a bit?
Oof. An incredible amount. Far, far more than I expected to learn in just over an hour. About the different ways of doing things, about how crucial speed is, pitch, but other things that I didn't expect to learn, not just about the voice, but about a taste of the market and what people might want. I was utterly amazed that such a lot of it is done, such a lot of contact is done, for instance, through the internet, not through an agent.
Don't need an agent, absolutely, you just don't need an agent for voiceovers. Mm.
Yeah, I was really astonished to learn that.
Well, for those who weren't able to hear me mention that earlier on this little recording we're doing now after your voiceover assessment, I gave Judy Pennington 10 out of 10 for her reading. She's a great reader. 6 out of 10 for emphasis. Her appreciation of what's required for voiceover presentation is in a very important factor. 10 out of 10. She's got a great appreciation. Timing in scripts, Judy has great timing. I gave her 9 out of 10 for that. Learning curve, 10 out of 10. She fully takes on board stuff. Ability to smile when reading, that's important. I've only given her 3 out of 10 because we both agreed that needs working on, because Judy's heard playbacks of what she's just recorded. The use of light and shade in a voice, we're always learning that. Doesn't matter how many years you've been in the business, always learning how to use creative use of light and shade depending on the scripts. 5 out of 10 for that. Because we just done the Titanic read, which I asked Judy to read first of all, and it was slightly too fast. But also the great thing I loved about what Judy did was she wasn't overemphasizing words, and it was a very flat piece. Just give us that. Just read again the first couple of lines on that Titanic.
On that fateful night of April 14th, 1912, there were 2,235 souls crowded aboard the RMS Titanic. There was no wind to speak of. The frigid dark sea was calm, like a plate glass mirror beneath the star-spangled heavens. It was an hour before midnight on a starry, moonless night. While the band played on beneath the decks in the first-class lounge, and while the night watch paced the bridge high above, the greatest maritime tragedy in the history of sailing stealthily, silently awaited them in the ice-strewn midnight waters of the North Atlantic.
Well, this lady that I have on the phone for this voiceover assessment had never, up until about 2 or 3 days ago, seen that script, and she's done it for the first time today, and I think it's absolutely excellent. Slightly too fast on that last version there, but certainly a way of moving her thought process of getting into voiceovers on. And I guess that's what Judy's sort of asking me, in a sense, is there any need to go on? I'd say, well, yes, you know, let a few months go by or whatever. Think about how you might like to proceed. And also practice from what you've learned already and read things out loud. Read them to your husband, etc., as we discussed earlier on, at the kitchen table as well. Great place to do stuff is at the kitchen table, as we know. And it's certainly true for voiceovers as it happens. But I thought that was a very successful time, and you should feel proud walking away from this today, Judy. You certainly have an aptitude for it from what we've done in the last hour. And as I said to Judy earlier on, it's more than just having a great voice. You need other skills going on there, and, you know, that's an important part. So, would you recommend a voiceover assessment to people, Judy?
Definitely.
Well, listen, and that's from a Yorkshire woman. And they talk it straight. That's why, as I said, you'd be great at bank adverts and stuff. Nobody wants it from a barrow boy in Romford, not to sell a bank, but yeah. Okay, well, listen, it's nice. In fact, maybe a Romford voice is appropriate nowadays for the banks. But Eddie, you know what I'm saying. Nice speaking to you. Do I have your permission to use this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
I may stick it on the side in due course.
Okay.
I thought you were great. It was very interesting.
Thank
for
you.
Me. And we've certainly gone over the time. And go and have a nice cup of coffee.
I will.
And your husband was absolutely right. You've got to mark those scripts, emphasise those things.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Clearly.
Good boy.
I shall be in touch with you, because I certainly am what I've talked to you about this morning. I'd like to take it further.
Well, you've got to be interested and passionate about it. It's not that people can't just think of getting into voices just because they want to make some money, but that's the same for getting into radio or television. Just enjoy it, and if you've enjoyed it, it's a nice bit of a challenge as well. Then that's one of the main reasons for getting into it.
Mm.
And everything else is a byproduct. Nice speaking to you, Judy.
And nice speaking to you, Rod. Thank you so much for your time.
Good luck.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.